This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today, my guests have traveled all the way from the middle of Canada. It's the Small Glories, Kara Luft, J.D. Edwards. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having
us, Eric. Thank
you. Nice to meet both of you. Thanks for coming by. The brand new record just out, Wondrous Traveler, thesmallglories.com is the place to go. I mentioned the middle of Canada. Winnipeg is the home base of the Small Glories. I was somewhat surprised to learn that Winnipeg is actually somewhat bigger than Portland, Oregon. But it is sort of isolated, right?
Yes. If you didn't count Beaverton and Tigard and Vancouver, Washington, and all the surrounding areas, yeah, we actually do technically have a larger population than Portland.
I guess so.
But we don't have a Powell's Books.
But you have a high concentration of artists in Winnipeg.
That's amazing.
That's true. Yeah.
What do you ascribe that to?
Weather. I don't know. I mean, I think there's all sorts of reasons.
I'm going to say temperature.
And I can't think of one right now.
Well, it really is a land of extremes, right? So it's extremely cold in the wintertime.
It can be. Yeah.
And there aren't mountains there to distract you. It's also extremely hot in the summertime.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a kind of city where people tend to stick around. I mean, there's lots of generations that stick around. Folks, you know, a lot of music is very important to the city and to the people there. I think there's also a real mixture of cultures and people there. There's a huge French community. Winnipeg is half French. Just over the river is Saint Boniface, Saint Vital. It's a big French community. It's probably one of the bigger French communities outside of Quebec.
It is the largest
province
outside of Quebec.
And I mean, there's lots of French all over the country, but in Winnipeg, there's quite a big one. Plus, there's a great, huge First Nations community there, and then there's everybody else, you know. And then in these days, there's a lot more. There's a lot of refugees coming. There's a lot of people from all over the world coming, not just from European countries, as it's sort of traditionally done.
It is the gateway to the West. It's the first major stop past Toronto, and to get anywhere beyond Toronto, you have to go through Winnipeg. And so, you know, you go around all the Great Lakes, Lake Superior, and you go through, you know, smaller communities, and then Winnipeg is like the railway is there. That's
the whole grain.
Lots of shipping, everything is centralized out of Winnipeg. So I think back in the day when people were emigrating to Canada, they kind of got literally dropped off in Winnipeg, and then they could go from there, and a lot of people didn't leave. They stayed in Winnipeg. So there's this deep sense of community and rootedness in Winnipeg.
One of the things that has been written about in terms of your music is the reflection of the prairies of Central Canada in your music. What does that mean? Like, how do you sort of define the sound of the Central Canadian prairie in music?
Well, I mean, you know, of course, it's where we come from. It's where our ancestors are from. I mean, I don't know. There's big sky in the music. I don't know. It's not urban, you know. It's not really country either, but
space? I don't know.
I don't know.
Gosh, these hard questions, Eric. What are we gonna do?
What does it mean? I don't know. I don't know if it really means anything. I mean, I think it's just sort of who we are, and it's where we're from, and you know, being artists and songwriters, we can't help but write in, part of our where we are. Like, you know, it's like we write about where we are. You know. I'm originally from Southern Ontario, which is, you know, very, there's tons of cities down there. A lot, population is huge, you know, there's a lot more urban sprawl and all that kind of thing. But out there, there's not much other than Winnipeg. And I don't know, I feel like I've just sort of sucked that up a little bit and tried to, you know, fuse that into my music or into our music.
The Small Glories are my guests live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Kara Luft, J.D. Edwards. The brand new record is called Wondrous Traveler. It's the debut record, but that is a little misleading because both of them have been making music for quite some time. We'll talk about that in just a bit. Information online at thesmallglories.com. All right, what do you guys want to play first?
Well, this first song is called Had I Paid. This is the first song off our record. And it goes like this. I rolled out my 20s, moving on through my 30s. I got 40s ahead of me on down the road. I gotta get there tonight, some say. Gotta use up all your daylight before it goes out for good. Story about holding this here guitar with a
Vanity strings. Cause I'm freezing up in my hotel, feeling the love to the ones I belong to. I ain't treating you right. Oh, all my life I've been afraid, and maybe I've been better off had I. Passion card hits my face and I go down again for the count. Hey! Yeah, but I know I've seen the scene before, and the character longs for more. Punishment, abuse, attack of the heart. I'm gonna get back up on the stage again. I'm gonna be the one you wanna hear again. There's a dead eye of a man in my past. Been afraid, and maybe I'd be better off had I was me who put that hole in your side. But I believe that there is an end for me and love's open up to sanctity. Well, one day I'll be back. Have I? And all my life I've been afraid. And maybe I'd be better off.
That is The Small Glories live on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from their new record called Wondrous Traveler. Carol Laff, J.D. Edwards live in the studio today. J.D., you almost lost your hat on that one.
Did I? It's kind of rocking out.
We're rocking out, man.
I mentioned this is a debut record, but you guys have each individually been making music for quite some time. J.D., you've been leading the J.D. Edwards Band. Mm-hmm. Carol, one of the founders of the Waylon Jennies, a band we know quite well here. How did the two of you meander your way to first Winnipeg and then to one another?
Well, my family has lots of roots in Winnipeg. My grandmother lived there when she was young. My parents went to school there, met there. The reason I went was that my brother had lived there for, he was there for about 14 years, got married, had twin boys. And when he had twins, he asked me to come out to Winnipeg. I was living in Toronto at the time. And he said, you should come out and be an uncle and help me mow the lawn and maybe help me paint the house or something, you know. You know what I mean? Be an uncle. And I was like, cool. Like, I wanted to reconnect with him. And so I ended up going, and I thought I would stay for a month and 2 months. And then, you know, the winter came, and I was very lucky because it was a warmer winter. And then I was introduced to my band, and then they told me about the Winnipeg Folk Festival. And, you know, it just sort of went on and on like that. And I ended up renting a place, and I was like, this is awesome. Like, I'm never going back to Toronto. I love Toronto, but, you know, it just made more sense, and the music really kept me there. You know, I went because of family and friends, and I stayed for music and culture, you know, and it was just, and the cheap rent, right? I think
cheap
so.
Rent. I was born and raised in Calgary, and I ended up moving to central BC for a few years. So, like, the Okanagan.
Calgary's just west.
Calgary
right?
is west.
I mean, not just west.
No, but it's, yeah.
It
it's
is west.
16-hour drive.
It's two provinces over, but it's probably closer than Toronto.
Yeah, it is.
It is closer.
It is closer than Toronto.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh,
yeah. Ontario's gigantic.
Huge.
It's gigantic.
Huh. So I was living in Winnipeg or Calgary. Moved to BC for 4 years, and while I was in BC, I was getting out and doing more music. I was still pretty young, in my early 20s, and I knew where I was living. It was such a small community that I needed to get back to a city for experience and exposure and opportunities. And I just put it out to people, and I said, where should I go? I don't really want to go any further east than Winnipeg. And I'd never been to Winnipeg. I'd only been as far as Moose Jaw. Oh, my God. That is awesome. It's something I just realized. So, well, he's only been as
which
far
as Moose Jaw. Which is as far east as I've been in
Canada. As you've ever been in Canada. Yeah. So I was in BC floating it out there, and I thought, okay, it's narrowed down to Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, and Winnipeg. Everybody said, go to Winnipeg. And it was this oddest thing. People would give me phone numbers of their nieces or nephews or sons or uncles. So I got to Winnipeg and had a list of people that I could already connect with. And it was like instant community right away. I got connected right away with Manitoba Music, which is our regional musicians organization. I joined the union. I was playing gigs right off the hop. The rent was cheap. It was like it's a big city, but it feels like a small town. So that everywhere I went, yeah, I would run into people and talk. And I've been there 17 years.
And so then the two of you meet at the West End Cultural Center. This is a music event?
It's a venue.
West End is a venue. It's been around for, well, at the time that we met, at the time that we first sung together had been 25 years.
Okay.
At this particular
venue. That was their
venue.
Anniversary show.
And so they're having their 25th, and the artistic director invited a bunch of artists from Manitoba together. He paired a bunch of us off. He randomly paired Kara and I off. And we were asked to sing two songs written by artists from Manitoba. And it went great.
Now, do they pair the two of you together because they think that there's some symbiotic relationship there, or
probably,
because they think it's a challenge?
We don't really know. I mean, like, you know, I keep thinking Jason Hoover's like
this evil
slash good genius, like musical genius. Like, I will pick these two people together.
They were made to magical.
Because, I mean, you know, like there's been some other folks who were like, we never thought of that combination.
Hmm.
That never crossed our minds. So, and it was the same with everybody on that gig.
Yeah. There was a hip hop artist, a country artist.
Yeah, there was this Smiler, this hip hop guy who was paired off with our friend Nathan Rogers, who was a folky.
Okay.
You know, and they sang one of my songs, which was
so
hilarious.
So it was kind of this odd combination of people being mashed together, and JD and I were partnered together,
and we kind of blew
it out of the water, because it was the way our vocals sounded together. Nobody actually saw that coming. We didn't see that coming either. So.
As we just heard, it works really, really well.
We knew it was good before the gig, but
yeah,
just
during
because
rehearsals.
We had rehearsals.
I was so excited during rehearsals that I was screaming from excitement in the living room, because I had done, you know, I'd done the three-part thing with women. I had played a lot with side guys, and the thing I was really wanting to do, a lot of the side guys I was playing with, they were fabulous musicians. They weren't really harmony singers. Mm-hmm. And I realized I was missing singing harmony, and I was so drawn to the sound of a male-female vocal blend, and I didn't quite know where I was going to find that. And it was literally around that time we were partners together. I'd already started exploring various guys that I knew, like seeing, okay, could this actually be a musical project that I could do with them? And nothing ever really gelled. And then this opportunity landed, and I was like, my brain started to kind of explode because I could see the potential of it.
And with you guys, it's not a support harmony line.
No.
It is an even two-up vocal line sound.
Well, even within a song, we'll rotate who's doing harmony and a melody.
Yeah, sometimes Kara will take a melody and I'll harmonize, and then somewhere, for some reason, it flips.
We'll swap.
Well, in addition to the voices on that first tune, it was JD on guitar, Kara on banjo. I was going to say clawhammer banjo, but it's just a banjo. It's clawhammer style of banjo playing. But now we have swapped, right? Kara, you now have a guitar, and you have grabbed a harmonica for this next tune.
For anyone listening, this is a D harmonica.
And what is it that you are going
along to
do next?
We're going to do an older song of mine that we've re-stamped, Small Gory's version. It's a song called No Friend of Mine.
Cutting you from my life, 'cause you're now
The Small Glories live on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from their new record called Wondrous Traveler. It's Kara Luft and J.D. Edwards together in our studios. TheSmallGlories.com is the web address. J.D., I have uncovered that going way back, you were actually a trombone player.
Yeah.
Which helps explain some of your musical influences that you list off, because they've got horn sections.
Oh, right? Yeah, man. I'm a huge horn section fan. Yeah, I started playing trombone when I was a kid in grade school, and then through high school, then I went to university. I lived in Kingston. I went to school. I was there for 3 years, but I only went to school for a year. But I played everything. You know, I played in the symphony and the orchestra and as much as I could, or quintets, quartets. I was in the marching band, a jazz band. I mean, I love a good horn section. I'm a big fan of Tower Power and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I mean, the list goes on. I'm a huge jazz fan and acid jazz fan, like so many great
As a former trombone player myself, I can feel the pain of it not really being the instrument for life on the road. It's a little tough to get gigs as a trombone player.
It is. Like, there's not a lot of solo trombone players out there, you know. I know, like, there's Trombone Shorty, but even that guy has a band, you know. Like, it's true. Although, I think it would be fun to sort of start implementing it in, you know. Like, banjo made this huge comeback.
Why can't
I mean,
trombone?
It never really went anywhere. I think a trombone is the next in line.
We are talking about getting it in to the show somehow.
A Woody Guthrie cover with like a plunger solo,
right?
Yes,
right in the middle.
Or just do a little like Peanuts skit. Like, wah, 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 wah.
You know, speaking of Woody Guthrie, in addition to the originals that you guys have each contributed to the Small Glories, there are some traditional tunes that make their way onto the record. Mm-hmm. My assumption is that perhaps, Kara, they come more from your side, just knowing where you guys have each come from musically. Is that a correct assumption or incorrect?
I would say no, but like the Woody Guthrie track was something that I brought.
Okay.
That was something that I sort of have grown into in a way. But yeah, Kara's more of the traditional music. That's what Kara sort of brings, that element.
Yeah, I bring the traddy. Yeah. And I was brought up by folk singers, so, you know, it's I have a lot of folky influences, but you know, through your playing with, you know, Nate and with Leonard and the whole Winnipeg scene, it's pretty steeped in folk. So
Yeah. Well, Kara, you had a record, solo record that came out a number of years back, Darlingford, that was doing extremely well, like charting, getting lots of airplay. Relative, it's folk music, but
total burn. You just got burned, Kara.
I mean, it's,
I just got burned.
It's not Adele, right? I mean, let's be realistic.
What are you talking about?
But it was doing extremely well.
Yeah.
The critical response to it was excellent. So what happens to take you from the mindset of, I've got a solo record, I've got a solo career that's continuing to grow and expand, to shelving that for this new idea, this new situation?
Well, I don't think I've shelved it permanently. So, you know, it's something JD and I talk a lot about amongst ourselves and just in general, is that in order to stay creative, you need to have these other things come along to kind of ignite certain things, different ideas to give you different opportunities, different expressions. Sogging it out as a solo artist is really, 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 really hard. And it's lonely, it's exhausting. There are also a zillion solo artists. And, you know, we were talking with our publicist the other day about there's this ceiling of white noise and you have to cut through the white noise. And how are you going to cut through that so that people are actually going to pay attention to you? And so I feel very privileged that I've had some opportunities to be able to cut through that a little bit as a solo artist. But it's still being a little fish in an extremely large sea. And because I was missing this camaraderie on the road, I was missing another voice. Like, yeah, I hired all these side people to play with, and it's really fun. And I started doing all these collaborations with other people, and it's really fun, but it still, you know, all comes down to me. And sometimes you just want things to shake up a little bit. I've been doing this for a long time. Like 20 years, I've been at this for 20 years. And so this opportunity with JD, like I really kind of, I didn't force it to happen, but it literally kind of landed on our laps. And what happened, I actually took JD out on a Kara solo tour. It was in support of Darlingford, but it was, you know, a year and a half after the album had come out, maybe 2 years after. A lot of people had heard those songs and they'd heard those renditions, my solo renditions of those songs. And JD came out, and just the sound of our voices together, we literally had people come up to us. People had seen me, they'd see me in the Jennies, they'd see me solo, they'd see me with Side Guys, they'd see me with a band, like way, way, way pre-Jennies days. And people came up and they said, this is the combination that works. Like, not that the other ones didn't work, but this is the one that just, I don't know, it was something that,
no big deal,
that was really exciting. And something different. And it doesn't mean that I won't go back and do so. And I guess still thinking about, oh, maybe I'll do a trad record one of these days. Like,
sure.
I really love trad music, and maybe I'll be able to do that. But I think right now, I think both JD and I definitely feel like this is an opportunity that we've been given, and we would be foolish to not pursue it and not do something.
JD, kind of the same thing for you. I mean, JD Edwards Band, you have talked about how you're writing, and there will be another album coming at some point. But is
that
another one?
So.
You just kind of put it on the back burner to see how this develops?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I agree with Kara. It's important as songwriters, as musicians, to have different projects, to have different baskets. I mean, it helps work that songwriting muscle in our bodies to, you know, to be creative and to pull things from other places and to bring it back, you know, to this project. But yeah, I mean, I love performing and I love playing. I love performing with my band. I mean, those guys, like, it was so serendipitous how we met, and we've created such a strong brotherhood that it would be stupid for us to stop playing altogether. I mean, I think the band and other projects that I have are important to me, but you know, you have to sort of put one out there in front to really the Small Glories is really something that is important to me and it's sort of leading me at this point. I don't want to sound like weird, but It's just it's the right thing to do right now.
It's the vehicle and that we're, I think, we're
yeah,
both.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, like Kara was saying, I mean, this is a great opportunity. We'd be stupid not to pursue it. It's right. It's not something that we forced, but it's something that we're nurturing and growing and taking care of because we really want to see it grow. I think this is a beautiful thing. And you know, once it went, you know, this flower is starting to blossom here a bit, and it's a beautiful thing, you know. And so, yeah, I feel the same way.
We're both really committed to it. And I think the idea is that this is going to become the established act that allows us then the time to go back and delve into some of those other projects that we really still want to be part of, you know?
Yeah.
Well, if Winnipeg is such the artistic community of Canada, why did you travel 300 hours west to Kelowna to record it?
That was just a new record. Well, you should tell the story because it's your...
Yeah, I was actually awarded free studio time. It's a brand new analog recording studio. And through some friends of mine, I submitted, they said, you should apply for a grant for this studio. And I was like, okay, I'll... And I was one of five people that was awarded out of 300 people. I was awarded this studio time and I had to use it up. And I was awarded it around the time JD and I were going to go out on this Kara tour. And while we were on the tour, we were talking about, gosh, we really should pursue this duo idea. And I said, well, guess what? I've got the studio time and I don't actually need to make a Kara Luft record. I think we should make a Small Glories record. And so that was really it was this kind of gift that we had. And I'd already kind of been talking with the producer, Neil Osborne, because I had worked with him before on one of my other albums, and had suggested him to JD as a potential person for the duo, if we wanted to work with him.
Well, the record turned out beautifully.
Thank you.
And the only thing better is hearing you guys play them live in our studio today. The Small Glories are my guests today. The new record is called Wondrous Traveler. Information at thesmallglories.com. And for this final tune, they are both on guitar. It's Kara Luft and JD Edwards. What are you going to wrap up with?
So this song used to be sung by three women, the Waylon Jennies, and now it's sung by me. I like to think this song has got balls now. This song is called Something to Hold On To. There's a light on in your house, but you're not home today. And each time I come on back, you seem so far away. Can you give me some reason to hold on? Can you give me some reason to stay? Got some friends knocking on my door, I'm wondering where I've been. Give me some reason to stay.
hold on to, yeah, and a reason to stay.
That is The Small Glories live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Wondrous Traveler. TheSmallGlories.com is the place to go online to learn more about the band. Kara Luft, J.D. Edwards, thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much, Eric. Yeah, man. Cheers.